Good evening and welcome to a Wealth of Women broadcast. My name is Sandy Williams and I'm excited and humbled and delighted to be your host this evening. A Wealth of Women is intentional in its focus to encourage women all over the world who are age 50 and over to live their best life and achieve those things which God has called for them and placed in their hearts. So this evening, we're going to talk about a very interesting subject, I think, and it's something called isms. So just to begin, today I was having a conversation with a very dear friend of mine, Dr. Juanita Jolly, who is 73, I believe, and still in a mighty mode of doing what God continues to instruct her to do. And we began talking about alcoholism and addictions, a subject that I have an interest in, especially as it pertains to women. As we were chatting, she said that the ladies have addictions or lisms, alcoholism, like in alcoholism, and they know it and admit it. But sometimes, as believers, we have isms that we don't recognize, or we recognize, but we don't want to admit or deal with them. And that just struck and stuck in my spirit, and I began to meditate on the word ism. So today, as we close out 2015, I want to share about this idea of isms. So if we were to select a topic, it would be Leave the Isms in 2015. Let me begin by talking about this idea of isms. It can be anything that holds you up, stops you, and causes you to rationalize and not do or complete with excellence that which God called you to do. In the framework of A Wealth of Women, the mission, that would be things or circumstances that stops you from living your passion, fulfilling your dream, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, or professionally, or spiritually, of course. Let me start with some examples. And I'm going to lead the charge here tonight by talking about my personal ism. The ism that jumps out for me that I will not take into 2016 is the ism of adding too much on my plate-ism, filling my to-do list with so much stuff that I cannot finish it all. But the reality is, many of the things on my list, they should not be there anyway. I realize today that I do that to avoid certain feelings that if I think too long about, they may make me sad. This is the main one that I'm not going to take into 2015. Because what I know is this: God is the way, the truth, and the light. I do not need to fill my time or my schedule with anything other than seeking His face. So I went ahead and I asked a few friends. I gave them a call and I said, listen, I'm working on this idea of isms. Can you tell me some of your experiences of your personal isms that you will not take into 2016? So the first one was procrastinationism. Now, you already know what that is, or do you really? It is really allowing things to continue to percolate, to build up until you make what is a rational excuse for not doing it. And guess what? It just never gets done. Another one of my friends said unorganizedism. She said just far too much clutter in her house. But guess what? Some of us have far too much clutter in our apartment, in our car, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the workspace, in other places. You cannot have a clear mind if everything around you is unorganized. Clean up your spaces, wherever your spaces may be. Another friend gave me lack of planningism. Now understand that we must allow the Holy Spirit to shuffle our day, and most times we do not know what may change. But that does not mean you say you're going to write a book or open a business or start a new ministry without any idea of where to start. There is nothing wrong with a simple plan. Not a complex plan, but a simple plan. Just like the plan of salvation, right? Simple plan. A, B, C? So let's talk about your simple plan. Today, I will go to the library. Today, I will read about business plans. Today, I will read up on how to begin to write a book. A simple plan, not a complex plan. And then I want to talk about a huge ism, which many, many people face, and it's called rationalizationism, which is one of the cleverest tricks of the enemy. You may call it procrastination, but it's much more clever and sinister than that. Because you don't just say, I'm never going back to school. You rationalize it by saying, I'm going back to school and I will register next week. Rationalization or rationalism is fear's right-hand man. Why? Because rationalism's job is to keep you from feeling the shame you would feel if we truly face what cowards we are for not doing our work, not fulfilling our mission, not moving on to insight from heaven. Rationalizationism simply makes you feel it is okay to put it off, but it's not okay. It is a grand excuse that appears legitimate, valid, and makes sense. But now wait a minute. Think about it. If tomorrow is not promised to us, but we know that God gave us a vision to do or have something, isn't it just logical that we should get moving today? Unless, that is, you know for sure that we're all going to be around tomorrow. Rationalizationisms are excuses for our self-imposed delay and not doing what's in our heart. And guess what? Your mind actually believes the excuse. Now, I know we can blame it on the devil, but I am honestly not 100% sure that in some cases, we have not tripped our own selves up. The truth be told, rationalizationism is no more than fear. The reason why we don't necessarily see this self-imposed delay as fear, because that would just be too easy. Because the manifestation of fear would make us feel shame, and shame would then drive us to act. And we know that the game plan is for you not to act and thus not achieve, but to kill, steal, and destroy that which God has placed in your heart. See, our rationalizations provide us with just the excuse we need to justify deferring the work of the kingdom, the work that will bless us exceedingly, abundantly, and above that which we can ever ask or think. The sad part is we keep falling for it. Now, let me take this just a bit further, because I know that some of you are thinking that there are good excuses. But listen to me, okay? That is the insidious trick about rationalization. It presents legitimate excuses that are most times true. Like, I can't do that because the person I'm supposed to meet with is not available until next week. So we put it off. Or my job changed my hour, so the time I thought I had, I don't have that anymore. Or I'm still praying for the plan. But the question becomes, did God give you the vision? You see, rationalizations are insidious tricks that seem to be completely legitimate. Just maybe our excuses are just what my mom used to call diddly. Did you know that the famous book War and Peace was written by a man who cared personally for 13 kids? So now, what are we going to do, right? I know that maybe some of our other isms include shopper-isms, right? We go shopping all the time, and because we're shopping, we can't do the other things we need to do. Or gossip-isms. We're busy having a conversation about things that maybe we shouldn't even participate in. Or maybe it's the talk-too-much-ism. You know what I mean? Maybe we shouldn't share everything that's on our heart. That's why the Bible says that Mary pondered those things, but she kept them close to her heart. But whatever your ism is, let's make a conscious decision that we will not take them into 2016. So let's talk quickly about four ways to move past the isms and just leave them behind. The first way is, I just want to encourage you, which I know many of you already do, to meditate deeply on the Word and ask God for wisdom. Find a time to just set aside for just you and God and just close your eyes and just be in absolute listen mode. Think about the advice that you would give a loved friend and apply it to yourself. Number two, trust your experiences. We know that some of the ways or the things that we have done in the past did not net the result that we know God wanted for us. That's the fact. So maybe it's just time to do something different. It is okay. We've all been there and we've all gone down and made decisions to do things that we realize, you know what, I should not have made that decision. So going forward, trust your experiences. Experiences really do build character, and it also builds wisdom. Number three, give yourself a moment and choose your battles. Before you move forward, before you decide, okay, this is what I need to do, or this is what I should be doing, or this is the way I should do it, step back and view the field from a grander and greater perspective. Even in the game of football, they have to drop back 10, right? In order to punt. So let's do the same thing. Let's drop back in order to punt the ball even higher. Number four, make a firm decision that enough is enough and ask God to guide you to become the overcomer that He created you to be. Okay, so let me end this by asking you now to receive the blessing that we're going to decree on you tonight as we move into 2016. I decree and declare incredible blessings over your life, a supernatural intervention that will cause you to stop rationalizing and get moving. Once you move, I decree an explosion of goodness, widespread increase in multiple areas of your life. You will be filled with power, strength, and determination, and nothing you face will stop you. I decree and declare that as you stop the rationalizing, no people, disappointment, or adversity will stop you from accomplishing that which is in your heart to do. You will fulfill your destiny. This is our declaration as we move toward 2016. Talk with you next year.